Quebec Finance Minister Éric Girard tabled his eighth budget last Wednesday.
Madame la Présidente, je vous présente aujourd'hui le budget 2026-2027 du gouvernement du Québec.
This budget was not a popular one, largely because although the deficit is decreasing, so are investments in most sectors, meaning that yes, the community sector and others are getting poorer. Quebec says they've had to cut costs to trim the deficit. But analysts say that measures to standardize school taxes, plus a tax cut in 2023, are costing the government billions in revenues each year. I spoke to Guillaume Hébert, researcher with the Progressive Institut de Recherche et Information Socio-Économique, about what effect that's having on Quebec's fiscal future. Here's our conversation.
So we're talking a little bit about last week's budget, how it fits into the trajectory of budgets we've seen from the CAQ. You know, just talking about what we got from the document last week, some people are saying this latest budget is an austerity budget. Éric Girard says, no, it's a prudent budget, but in some areas like healthcare, we have increases in spending above the rate of inflation. What are you seeing in last week's budget?
From our point of view, it is an austerity budget because yes, the expenses on healthcare is more or less what we need to maintain the system cost. So it's not a lot, but it's okay, let's say. But for the rest of the budget, we have the expenses are decreasing. I've been covering Quebec budget for almost 20 years now, for a lot of times, and it is not often that we see the expenses going down. So if you exclude healthcare and education in this budget and last week budget, the budget is going down from 1.2%. So this is really, really not common. And because normally what you see when we have austerity budget, the expenses keeps growing, but they are not growing as fast as we need to maintain the system cost. So now what we see is actually a decrease in all these categories of expenses in the Quebec budget. So it is really significant, and I don't know how they're gonna manage this in all these portefeuille, all these categories of expenses. They're going to have to make some serious cut, and it's going to affect the service to population. I would say that most of the people have been seeing this last week. We have many coverage in the media that focuses on many other things that consider that the austerity was not that big or not existing at all. But we definitely had last week an austerity budget, and unfortunately we have been among the very few to mention it.
So I know that the minister has said that in effect, the government has had to deal with unexpected costs in the past few years. He talked about big collective agreement salary increases in the public sector, pandemic era spending. You know, I heard him on Radio Canada saying, like, we could not have foreseen this. My goal for balanced budgets, you know, it just had to be thrown out the window because of all of these unexpected events that cost the taxpayer. Do you agree that this is a good explanation for why we're getting austerity today?
No, not at all. Not at all. The main thing we could say is that he himself committed himself and to tax breaks. And this is what he did. This is a political decision that made our public finances more fragile.
Yeah, why don't you tell me about that tax decrease, the lowering of taxes that was put in by the CAQ? For anybody listening who doesn't know about it, what exactly are you referring to here?
Yeah, so for the whole presence of the CAQ in government, so now for two mandates, the CAQ have been lowering the taxes. These decreases have mostly being effective or profitable for the taxpayer with higher income. So we could approximately say that we would have it's maybe close to $5 billion the tax decreases. So of course he's manufacturing his own deficit when he cuts so much money. Eh? And if we did the work this year at IRIS to see how the neoliberal government since 2000 have been offering tax deduction in Quebec, and so the number we get is $12 billion of tax decreases. So what it means is if we had used in this year or in this year's budget the tax table of 1998, if we would still use what it was at that time, at that year, before all the tax decreases we had for the last 25 years, we would have 12 billion more revenues, so 12 million more in tax receipt in Quebec. And of course, with 12 million, you can erase all the deficit we have in Quebec. So it is just a little absurd sometimes the way we make that debate on public finances, because we had government who fragilize the public finances, and then when you have a surprise, a bad surprise, something that comes with the geopolitical situation, or you get a pandemic, then you get surprised because suddenly you're losing money and you have a deficit. But we would say that all these deficits have been manufactured, and it would be way lower if we would use that tool now to we could higher a little bit our tax rate, and we could erase a big part of the deficit. So yeah, so when the minister offers that kind of answer, he's missing a big part of the picture from our point of view.
So this fall, we likely have a new government coming in. We don't know yet exactly who it will be, but is there any chance that, you can say, look at this $12 billion from 1998, look at this $5 billion roughly over the CACs mandate. We've lost this, just increase the taxes and you can get that back and then spend it on social services, et cetera. Is that something that is at all politically possible? It doesn't seem to be the most popular thing, raising taxes. How are you guys at IRIS trying to get that on the agenda for our new government?
Yeah, it won't happen. It won't happen, and it could not happen so quickly as to say we're gonna have 12 billion. What we're trying to do at IRIS is two things. The first is to remember everybody that there's two columns into a budget. There's the expense column and there's the revenue column, and we should be working now on the revenue column since we've been lowering the tax rate for 25 years. We should remember that there is this part. This is not easy for a government because taxes are unpopular. And when you look at the history of the taxes in general in our civilization, you need a big war or enormous catastrophe to come with the idea of new taxes. But this is the second thing we're trying right now. We're trying to put Quebec on the same frequency that what's happening right now in many other places of the Western world, where there is a serious preoccupation with inequalities. For the last 10 years, it came back into the public debate, and for the last maybe 5, 6 years, we have people that are beginning again to propose new kind of taxes. Could be on income, of course, but it could be also on the patrimoine, so on wealth. So a tax on wealth, it doesn't exist in Quebec or in Canada, but we could use that kind of tool to bring a little more of fiscal justice. We're really coming back to some kind level of inequalities that we haven't seen for 100 years. So this is something massive right now. So this is a huge phenomenon, a huge aspect of our times or our societies right now, that huge inequalities that, of course, means that you're sometimes missing money to finance the public services, the public tool, the collective tool, but you're also giving an enormous quantity of power to some individuals like the Elon Musk of this world. You're creating some political forces that goes against the public tool. So really we need in Quebec, as everywhere else in the Western world, to think about the taxation as a way not only to finance the public services and our collective tools, but we need to think about that because now the inequalities are reaching a level where this is a real social and political threat for a democracy.
That's all the time we have, but thank you so much for coming on CQT. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You just heard Guillaume Hébert, researcher with the Progressive Institut de Recherche et Information Socio-Économique, speaking about last week's budget. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.